The next minutes are for the July 19, 2014 Ad Hoc Committee of the Chair.
Point of order.
Yes. There is no such meeting as an ad hoc committee of the chair meeting.
Objection.
Yes.
In my practice, when I was chairman of the board and we were using parliamentary advisors and as well as vice chair, we were able to do the ad hoc committee of the chairman. So
never as vice chair. Never as vice chair. I was chair when you were vice chair.
Okay. Oh, so I did do it when I was chair. You agree. Thank you.
You did it correctly. I checked
the
time.
Okay, I'm going to rule that...
Or it's called an unquorumed meeting. The minute says, yes. Minutes of the unquorumed KPFK delegates meeting of July 19, 2014. And it announces 12 yes. members are present, resulting in a lack of quorum.
Nothing, yes.
Okay, excuse me. So the only...
That it?
No, no.
The business that took place at that meeting on my motion was to set another meeting, I believe.
Okay, what?
That was the only...
Which is Berkeley legal and the Robert Jewell... So I'm looking for motion to accept those minutes.
So moved.
Any objection? Seeing none, the minutes are approved. Next item of business is the presentation by Director Lydia Brazon regarding Director Kim Kaufman.
Okay, so this is a motion. Whereas Director Kim Kaufman has exhibited conduct that is adverse to the best interest of the foundation, I move that Kim Kaufman should therefore be removed as director on the Pacifica National Board. So an issue and the circumstances per Article 5, Section 7, which say that the appropriate due process, which is happening right now, is according to the circumstances.
Is that motion clear?
Yes, it does.
Is there a second? Okay, thank you.
The circumstances in this instance are undisputed. Director Kaufman is a plaintiff in the suit against the Pacifica Foundation and 12 directors. And among other factors that the court ruled in Pacifica's favor was the fact that Director Kaufman and the other plaintiffs failed to exhaust the recourse open to them as provided to them in the bylaws to remove the 12 defendant directors, such as the proceeding taking place today. So, the foundation has, in defending itself, has spent close to $50,000, and part of that will be on KPFK's bill, since there was a director here that participated in that suit against the foundation. Director Kaufman also shredded resumes that were Pacifica property during the PD search, that which means we are inviting an audit from both EEOC and possibly FCC as well. And it is incumbent on every member of this board to mitigate those penalties by taking some kind of corrective action. At least we can say this was done, this was in clear violation of everything that's rational, and that we took some corrective steps by removing the director from the Pacifica National Board. And then most recently, of course, the director boycotted a meeting where the National Board, because this is all about the National Board, there are issues having to do with the local board, but this is about who do you want as director of the National Board and their fiduciary responsibility, where she boycotted, along with other members, a meeting where a bylaws amendment was to be passed, because it was passed by the National Board. And so the only thing that can happen now is to say she either proved she wasn't a plaintiff, she didn't shred the resume, and she didn't boycott the meeting. But if she did all those things, and she has admitted to all of them, then it's just our determination on those issues. This is very different than saying someone embezzled something, so I'm going to produce the receipts and the cancel checks and blah, blah, blah. That's not the issue. She's admitted to all of this, including in front of the board on the shredding of the resume. So the issue here is on each individual. Is our loyalty to the foundation and board members, or is our loyalty to an individual? If you vote yes, it means your loyalty is to the foundation. If you vote no, it means your loyalty is to an individual over the foundation. It's really quite that simple.
Okay, we have a response by Director Kim Coughlin.
I believe there were 10 minutes on that for, wasn't there? No? Yeah, there were 10 minutes.
Well, you know, that 10 minutes is the upper limit, so she used the title she was to use. Please proceed.
All right. I am going to deal with this stuff later. I believe that this is still completely improper. This is the first time I have heard of charges, and this just violates every single rule of fair process, because the point is to protect an accused and give me time to defend myself. And I clearly have not had time to do that, gather evidence, have witnesses. I have been allowed none of that, which is what Roberts guaranteed, and which why Roberts rules the foundation. I can read numerous, you know, several sections here about how this is a violation of my rights not to hear these charges 30 days in advance. And this is just a power play in order to get a majority on the national board. And yes, it is about the national board. Make no mistake about it, folks. This is just trying to get a situation, a purge. Let me, none of these things that she is accusing me of is a violation of anything. It is not mandated in the bylaws that somebody has to attend every meeting. I did not attend a meeting. So what? So what? There was a bylaws amendment on there. I wasn't going to vote for it. So what? I was unavailable to come. There's nothing wrong with that. How many? Several people in this room have very poor attendance records. I have generally a very good attendance record. That was not a day when I could make it. I didn't. I'm not going to argue anything to do with any legal matters having to do with the foundation. In this room, it's inappropriate. Nobody here is a lawyer. Nobody here has read all the papers regarding any lawsuit, and for Lydia to take one ruling and say that this proves anything is completely illegitimate. This court case has nothing to do. It has not been ruled on. It has not been decided. And nobody here is informed as to what is going on. And if just being involved in a lawsuit against Pacifica was a marker of anything, let's see. I believe Ms. Bazan has sued Pacifica at least one, possibly more. Mr. Argetta has sued the Pacifica Foundation. There are, God, I can't count how many on the national board have sued Pacifica, but there may be two people who have never had any litigation against Pacifica. And this is irrelevant about my fitness to be on the board, because there's nothing in the bylaws or Robert's rules that has anything to rule on this, and it's her opinion, and that's okay. But that is not facts or evidence of any kind of misdeed. In fact, let me read something here. Bringing a lawsuit, particularly one that does not demand money against the foundation, to force it to live up to its mission and bylaws is not adverse to the foundation, but quite the opposite. It is trying to get the foundation to follow its mission and bylaws, period. There is nothing wrong or illegitimate about that. And to pretend that it is going against common law, for one, and due process. Nevertheless, this whole process is illegitimate, and that's as far as I'm going to speak to any of this nonsense, because I've not been given charges. Now, because nobody here has read Robert's Rules, let's look at process. So the public, not in this room, will understand what rules they are that this is violated. Okay. Offenses elsewhere than in a meeting. Trial. If improper conduct by a member of a society occurs elsewhere than at a meeting, the members generally have no first-hand knowledge of the case, which is true in this case. Therefore, if disciplinary action is to be taken, charges must be preferred and a formal trial held before the assembly of the society or before a committee, standing or special, which should be required to report its findings and recommendations to the assembly or action. This has not happened. Rights of the society and the accused. A society has the right to investigate the character of its members and officers as may be necessary for the enforcement of its own standards. But neither the society nor any member has the right to make public any information obtained through such investigations. Consequently, a trial must always be held in executive session, as must the introduction and consideration of all resolutions leading up to a trial. To make any of the facts public may constitute libel. And this has nothing to do with EEOC or CDB or whatever nonsense there is.
Mr. Chair, I move that we call an immediate executive session. This is obviously an illegal proceeding.
Executive session requires substantial notice.
I'm not finished. A member or officer has the right that allegations against his good name shall not be made except by charges brought on reasonable grounds. If thus accused, he has the right to due process, that is, to be informed of the charges and given time to prepare his defense, to appear and defend himself, and to be fully, fairly treated. Again, this is the first time I have heard these allegations. Steps in a fair disciplinary process. For protection both of the society and of its members and officers, however, the basic steps which in any organization make up the elements of fair disciplinary process should be understood. These are confidential investigation by a committee, report of the committee and referral of charges, if warranted, formal notification of the accused, trial, and the, looking for my second page here, and the assembly's review of a trial committee's finding, if the trial has been held in a committee instead of the assembly of the society. With reference to an appropriate date for which to set the trial, 30 days is a reasonable time to allow the accused to prepare his defense. I have never been notified of any charges. Therefore, I have no way to prepare a defense other than reading the rules. A charge sets forth an offense of which the accused is alleged to be guilty. A specification states what the accused is alleged to have done, which, if true, constitutes an instance of the offense indicated in the charge. An accused officer or member must be found guilty of a charge before a penalty can be imposed. None of these charges are anything wrong with them. Each separate charge contained in the resolution must be accompanied by at least one specification. The managers at the trial, referred to in the fourth resolution of the complete section on above, have the task of presenting the evidence against the accused and must be members of the society. Their duty, however, is not to act as prosecutors in the sense of making every effort to secure conviction, but rather to strive that the trial will get at the truth and that, in the light of all facts brought out, the outcome will be just. How much time do I have left?
We have less than a minute.
1 minute. I forgot to deal with the PVTG, PV search. There were multiple violations of that search committee made by some people in this room, and I was advised that in order to prevent further violations of security and breaches of confidentiality, they should have been disposed of. I never said they were shredded. That was made up. And it has nothing to do with EEOC or FCC or anything, because the search went nowhere, it was ended, and no one was hired. So,
okay, thank you. We're I see several hands that were up. Mr. Argueta.
Chatter Gola, member of this board, Brasson, with the date that the notice was sent. And it was 2 days, not a
statute. I can't understand.
What's your problem?
Out like this?
Objection. Objection.
La noticia se mandó hace más de 30 días. Entonces, no tiene que traducirlo, se lo entiende que lo entiende, no lo entiende que lo entiende el tipo. Pues por lo que pueda, ¿no? Muévete, maestro. So, secondly, we were part of the meeting, you were part of the meeting in Washington, where we saw two contracts. One contract was that was down.
Oh my God, this is completely out of order.
No,
this is completely out of order.
You were part of a group that endorsed, you know, the president. Or, you know, the direction of the interim executive director, knowing, and the core documents show it.
Point of order, the member is attributing what I know. He has no knowledge of what I know or don't know. This is inappropriate.
You put it.
I'm not going to let you.
Can I stay or not?
Help, no.
Okay, you have about 30 seconds.
Well, no, I want my time back, no?
Yes,
you can have his time back, but he can't excuse me of what you don't know.
Okay. Well, my question is, didn't you see the two documents? Didn't you see the two contracts? Didn't you know that they captured those documents? Didn't you support that? That's my question. Right? Okay, I want you to answer that, right? Did you see the two documents? Now, and I want you to answer to this. Did you dispose, you know, documents that were pertaining to a board? And another question that I have, you were advised by who to dispose those documents that belong to this body to finish the program director committee?
Purge.
Who advised you to dispose those documents?
Okay, thank you. So the procedure in this part of the minutes is that we're going to alternate between the speaker for the motion and the speaker opposed. I would consider that was the speaker for the motion to remove the director. Is there a speaker opposed?
I would be opposed to it for several reasons. Now, the member just spoke about experience on the PNB, and a previous member had talked about why that member was slated for removal, and the reason is because of a lack of fiduciary responsibility. I was chair of the personnel committee in which we spent a year carefully documenting, reviewing, going with HR, going with specialists, attorneys, to make sure that the proper process was properly vetted. I was one of the three people who wrote the original offer letter to the previous executive director. The current board apparently, in what I would consider a rogue action, deprived the members who were seated at the board of a full term, reducing our term by 1 month, and in addition to that, conducted a phone meeting. All of these proceedings were quite irregular and without cause, they dismissed the executive director over a point that I think when we had discussed it originally, and the board of which I was a member was not allowed to approve the contract. The contractual terms that were added were simply to protect a member and were fairly standard. Now, that is something that was voted on by somebody who was concerned with following proper procedure. And the rogue element, which constitutes the majority at this point, wanted to do something other than that, to get rid of our duly elected executive director.
Okay, thank you. At time.
I have a point of
privilege.
Okay.
The characterizing of the role of the element and to the majority, mm-hmm. I happen to be a director in the majority. And I would like to move the chair to admonish the member for making such characterization about me as a director and about the rest of the majority.
Okay.
And we know that there was a systemic corruption.
Okay. Okay, thank you. So people will please refrain from making charges against...
Point of order.
I'm in the middle of speaking, and there was a hand up before yours. So,
but I have a point of order.
Can you finish what you're saying, Michael?
I can make mine a point of order as well, Mr. Chair.
I'm going to finish speaking. People will refrain from personal attacks. So if you have a point of order, your hand was up first.
I have a motion. Can I make that motion?
Point of order.
Point of order takes precedence.
Point of order. There's already a motion on the floor, number one. And my point of order is a member alleged corruption, which is completely inappropriate.
The ruling about not making charges about people who applied across the board except for the charges under consideration at the meeting. Mr. Merrick.
Mr. Chairman, I have a substitute motion. Considering the sincere desire of this entire board to keep everything above board and make sure that everyone's represented fairly, get their chance to defend themselves and understand the charges, if it's called into question by the defendant that she may not have known the charges, I think it's only reasonable that we afford her that time to deal with that, and we push this meeting for a month. And I would propose pushing this until the 29th of November to offer her time to analyze what she needs to.
No.
No?
Yeah.
No.
But there's a
month.
Okay.
Then,
is there a second to that motion?
I'll second that.
So that's the substitute motion for the motion that was on the floor. No.
I would like to amend the motion pending having a check scheduled for the availability of a venue, but that it would be at least 30 days. That would be my amendment.
Okay, so...
we have to vote on an amendment.
Yeah,
another amendment.
One amendment at a time. So currently our consideration is an amendment to a motion to reschedule the remainder of this meeting for at least 30 days.
Point of personal privilege.
Yes.
I object to this. This has already put me at jeopardy. You trash my name in the public by accusing me of things with no charges, with no due process, and I object to this whole process and even delaying it and having a second bite to trash me in public even further with no proper charges or process.
Okay. Mr. Chair, call the question.
Yes, the motion to call the question on the amendment. Any objection to calling the question? Okay, if you want. All in favor of calling the question on the amendment? Signify by raising your hand to call the question on the amendment.
Point of information. What is the vote?
Ending debate on the motion to amend the substitute.
No.
I have
no.
Second amendment. Ending debate on the discussion of the amendment.
The chair will clarify again. There was a motion to put off the remainder of the proceedings for 30 days, and then it was amended by Ms. Frazan to say pending ascertaining the schedules and so on.
And at that time,
a certain date.
Delegate Frazan made her amendment. I had another amendment.
Yes, but we can only take one amendment at a time.
You can take an amendment for amendments, I believe.
So I just want to add to this.
You amend the amendment. You have one substitute, and you can only have two amendments. The substitute is an amendment.
Point of order. Point of order.
One, then you can take yours.
Point of order. This whole process is illegitimate because, according to Robert's rules, this has to be in closed session. There is no sort of process for an open accusations of this about a gang of people against one person. This is completely illegitimate. And I want to be on the record that this is just a lynching, a public lynching, and an attempt to discredit somebody who, for no reason.
Okay, fine. We're in the midst of...
We need to adjourn to a closed session. We need to do it now, Michael. A closed session now.
So right now we're in the midst of a vote on approving the amendment to the motion. All those in favor of approving...
I'd like to amend the amendment, Michael.
No, you cannot.
Well, on what grounds do you rule that?
Because we had a motion and we had two. We had a substitute and then an amendment. That's all we can take at one time. That's parliamentary procedure.
I don't think so.
Excuse me. You're wrong. In any case, you're out of order. So what's happening right now is we're moving to close debate on the amendment. All those in favor of closing debate on the amendment, signify by raising your hand. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Closing debate on the amendment. Closing is the vote to close debate. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. All those opposed to closing debate on the amendment. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
What is the amendment?
Please
read the amendment.
Closing
the debate on the amendment.
No, we want to read the amendment. Ms. Frazan, can you reread your amendment, please?
My amendment is for at least 30 days to be determined
pending the availability of the venue. We're ending debate on that motion. Thank you. Voting to end debate on the amendment to Dutch's substitute.
Okay, so all opposed to ending debate, raise your hand. Think about it.
Opposed
to
ending
debate.
Okay.
There's no debate on that. One.
Well, there's more than that.
Only two now.
Okay.
Point of information.
Can you please report the vote?
Were there any abstentions?
Any abstentions?
My point of information.
Okay.
The yeses are 11, the noes are 2, the abstentions are 1.
My question is, why is this motion in order, given that we are in Section 9, the discussion? Why are we taking motions in the middle of another item? It's out of order. Why is this in order?
It was a substitute motion that was presented by Mr. Merrick for the motion under consideration. The motion under consideration was a motion to remove the director. The substitute motion was to put off further proceedings to allow the director the opportunity that she asked for preparing a defense. The amendment to that was to change the time that we put it off to pending people's pending the availability of the availability of the venue. We just closed debate on that motion. So now we're going to vote on that motion, that amendment to the motion, and that will become part of the main motion.
Second point of information is, why is this in order since we've already considered this motion? Both Steve and I made essentially this motion earlier. We voted down.
That is correct.
We voted down, and since it was voted down, it takes a two-thirds majority to overcome it.
So
he's
we have
right.
Left the date.
That's right. That's right. It's already been voted on.
No. It's been decided to serve a different motion. Okay. No, no. That was the motion that, you can read it here, that was John Hansen in the minutes. The motion was to defer this, was my motion, to defer it for at least 30 days after receipt of the written charges. That motion was defeated. Yep. Therefore, it requires a two-thirds majority to overcome that.
At the moment,
he's right. right. He's right. And you're making it up, Michael. You're making it up.
I'm not making it up.
You are making it up, Michael.
Stop shouting out, or you'll be ejected from the body. Okay, fine. Right now, excuse me. We're voting on an amendment to the motion of the Mr. Merrick.
It's out of order. Why is
it? It's not out of order because when we get to the main motion, we can discuss it, but Mr. Merrick's motion was to continue the proceedings to a further date. Your motion was not to have the proceedings at all.
Okay.
Okay, so moving on, we're going.
No.
No.
No. Check the minutes. Check the minutes. John has it right there. The motion was to defer it for at least 30 days after written charges have been received.
It's already been voted on.
It's already been voted and decided. Therefore, it takes two-thirds to overturn.
Michael,
hey,
you're out of order.
Michael, you're making it up. John, please read what we've done before.
Stop
Michael,
shouting out of order. The court is accusing me.
You're making it up.
Mr. Condon shouting out will not make it any more true, and disrupting the body will not make it any more correct.
It's already been voted on.
Excuse me, we're not discussing the main motion. We're discussing an amendment. The body voted to close debate on the amendment. We're voting on the amendment. All in favor of the amendment as read by the secretary, please signify by raising your hand.
Wait a minute. You haven't read the
amendment.
The delegates' meeting shall be rescheduled a minimum of 30 days and pending availability of a venue. Is that good enough, Lydia?
Yes.
Okay. All in favor of that amendment to the motion, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12.
Roll call. These are all roll call. I want this a roll call.
This is crucial. You can't ask for roll call in the middle of the vote. Plus, you didn't even vote to extend your own trial.
We need accountability. You came here against accountability.
Fine. Call the roll, please.
This is on the amendment itself, right?
Yes.
Okay. Chuck Anderson.
Yes.
Yes.
Rodrigo Argueta.
Pass.
Fred Blair.
Pass.
Lydia Person.
Yes.
Steve Brooks.
Abstain.
Chris Condon.
No.
John Crumshaw.
Pass.
Luis Garcia.
One.
Ariana Gladney.
Yes.
Tej Graywall. Kim Kaufman.
No.
Fred Plunder.
Yes.
Brenda Medina.
Pass.
Dutch Merrick.
Yes.
I'll come back to the chair. John Parker.
Yes.
Steve Pride.
No.
Lawrence Reyes.
Pass.
Ron Spreestersbach.
Yes.
John Wenger.
No.
Lamont Yakey.
No.
Going back for the passes. Rodrigo Argueta, you passed. How do you vote?
Yes.
Mic check.
Yes.
Fred Blair, how do you vote?
No.
John Crumshaw, how do you vote?
No.
Brenda Medina, how do you vote?
Yes.
Lawrence Reyes, how do you vote?
He goes to Libya.
I can't pass again, right?
There are no more there. You are the final vote, sir.
Yes.
Thank you. The yeses are 12, the noes are 7, the abstentions are 1. Do you wish to vote, Mr. Chair?
No.
So you're not voting?
Not voting.
So the vote is 12-7-1.
Okay, so the amendment is adopted into the main motion, which is just the merits motion. Can you restate your motion?
The motion is to postpone the proceedings for a minimum of 30 days pending the availability of a location to afford time for our sister to mount an adequate defense.
Point of order, Ms. Gustin. I am not Mr. Mayor's sister, and I object to the call.
If you'll please excuse me, I just came from a union meeting where I was presiding with my brothers and sisters. We co-members of that union all consider each other brothers and sisters, so it's much to my dismay that Kim doesn't make it to be a brother.
Point of personal, you don't have a right to respond. Point of personal privilege. So this is not a union meeting. I am still not his sister, and I am his congressman.
The director's point is recognized. Please refer to each other as director.
Thank you. Yes, I'd like to have the chair's
approval on the floor, not just the chair, to have Mr. Gary, our secretary, restate the earlier motion that was positive that seems to be almost identical to the one that just Mr. Merrick just had that. Because that position was put forth earlier. And just to clarify matters before we proceed, I'd like to have Mr. Gary read that earlier motion.
The October 18, 2014 delegates meeting to remove Kim Kaufman as a PNB director shall be postponed until at least 30 days after Ms. Kaufman and the LSB delegates have been presented with specific charges in writing in order to provide Ms. Kaufman with due process. And that vote failed on a roll call vote of 8-12-0 earlier today.
And can you read the current motion?
Merrick moved to substitute, amended by Brazon, to read the new main motion is to reschedule the delegates meeting to November 29, 2014, or, well, so do I drop that word and substitute a minimum? All right. To reschedule the delegates meeting a minimum of 30 days, hence pending availability of a venue.
That's right, love you.
Okay, so that's not the same motion. There's no reference to due process of the motion.
Point of influence, you said what? Because of due process? What?
There's no reference to due process in the new motion.
Right, okay. So that's not a different motion.
It's a different motion. Clearly different motion. The objection earlier.
Point of information. There's still no respect for due process, correct?
No, there was a decision by the body earlier that the due process requirement had been met.
Michael, you cannot maintain personal integrity and do this kind of thing.
Michael, I'm sorry. I don't want to have accusations of my personal integrity. I'll just sum up the reason for the ruling of the chair that these are different motions. In the earlier discussion, there were challenges to whether due process had been taken by the charges. The body determined that due process had been met because, excuse me, I'm speaking. I'm not taking any further points right now. The body voted to defeat that motion because it did not accept the reasoning that due process had not been met. This motion does not mention that. It's only a motion to proceed to postpone the further proceeding, and we're going to move ahead to a vote on
order. Point of order.
It was not decided about due process at all. Okay, it was not decided, but due process has been given that had not been discussed or deliberated. And I object to you making that characterization.
All right. Point of order. Nonetheless, the two motions are not the same.
They are exactly.
They are not the same. This one's in order, and are there objections?
Point of order.
On the motion.
Michael, that point of order statement, it is untrue and has no integrity.
Can I make my point, please?
Michael,
as I understand.
understand it, the charges should be in writing. Is that correct? That is my understanding, that the charges would be in writing.
But that's all that okay.
Michael, please.
Can we reread the motion one more time, Mr. Secretary?
The phrase in writing does not appear in the new main motion.
Move to amend to add in writing, please.
Second.
Okay, an amendment is currently in order. We have only one motion. Any objection to adding in writing to the motion?
Oh, come on, Chuck.
Are you trying to kill me?
Come on.
No, what
is the problem? Being done is added to the main motion. Will you reread the main motion? Reread the motion as amended without objection.
The delegates' meeting shall be rescheduled a minimum of 30 days hence, pending availability of a venue, and written charges shall be provided. And I know that doesn't sound right. That's just written.
Charges and writing.
And
he said written charges.
You want written?
In writing is what I had said. Whatever you put in mind.
Before the 30 days.
There's no time on the charges, though. And written charges shall be provided. It's the last clause.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. Are there objections to that motion?
Yeah.
Okay. That's an objection. So, can you?
When are the charges? The day before? A minute before?
Yeah, the charges are going to have a day on them.
What I need to say is this has the appearance of impropriety. We were in the middle of a procedure. We already voted a virtually identical motion down. We're in the middle of the proceeding, and then suddenly someone takes the temperature or whatever, and they decide we need to now delay and redo this all over again when it was already turned down. That looks like impropriety from anybody on the outside. It certainly looks that way to me, because we're in the middle of a proceeding. I don't even know how another motion could come up in the middle of a trial. So, you know, what it looks like is, hey, how's the trial going? Oh, well, maybe we should delay and try this again. I mean, how can we do this?
Women have
to
vote, Steve.
I told you that.
Okay, so that's an objection, but I think that you expressed that by voting against the motion. So, unless there are further objections, we're going to move to a vote. You want a roll call?
Yeah.
All right, Secretary, let's call a roll. On the motion as read.
It's amended, but. Chuck Anderson.
Yes.
Rodrigo Argueta.
I don't understand the motion.
Okay, we're substituting for the motion. So, Ms. Barzan's motion to remove Director Barzan as the director of California at this meeting. For Director Barzan's motion to remove Director California at this meeting, we're substituting Mr. Merrick's motion as amended to postpone the proceedings for at least 30 days and the charges be presented in writing.
Do you vote or do you pass or would you
say? No, I have to. I want a roll call.
Yeah, we're doing a roll call.
Fred Blair.
Pass.
Lydia Barzan.
Yes.
Steve Brooks.
No.
Chris Condon.
No.
John Crumshaw.
Pass.
Luis Garcia.
Come on.
Ariana Gladney.
Yeah, would be great.
Tej Graywall. Did I hear you?
Yes.
Kim Kaufman.
No.
Fred Klunder.
Yes, with regret. Yes.
Brenda Medina.
Yes.
Dutch Merrick.
Yes.
I'm back to the chair. John Parker.
Yes.
Steve Pride. We're voting on a
on
Dutch Merrick's amended substitute motion.
Pass.
Lawrence Reyes.
Yes.
Ron Spriestersbach.
Yes.
John Wenger.
No.
Lamont Yakey.
No.
And we had two passes. Do you want to explain that this is a substitute to Prezant's motion?
Yes, this is a substitute to Prezant's motion, so that's now the main motion on the floor. Are there objections to voting on the main motion?
No, we're voting.
Yes,
okay. So, Fred. Yeah, Fred Blair?
No.
And John Crumshaw?
No.
Steve Pride?
No.
Yes, there are 13, the no's are 8, the abstentions are 0. Do you wish to vote, Mr. Chair?
No.
You're not voting. Okay.
Voting in this meeting is over the LSB.
Yeah.